Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com Radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
Yes, sir. Welcome aboard hour number two of National Championship Night. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, till 8 o'clock this evening. Full guest list. First hour, if you didn't get a chance to listen, you could do so by going to WQAM.com. And at the top of the page, it says On Demand. Click that. Come all the way down. You'll see our South Florida High School Sports logo. You'll get every interview up this evening. That means four this hour, the three we had last hour, the millions that we've had since September, and certainly we're excited to be here. Big goings on, national championship this evening, Georgia, Florida on Saturday here, and the high school all-star game coming up. But we kick things off, a little bit of a look at FIU, see what's going on, kind of an incomplete season for a lot of teams. And Eric Henry, as he does throughout the course of the year, he always fills us in. He's kind enough to join us this evening on National Championship Night. Eric, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's been kind of a crazy year for everybody, especially you, who, you know, you love to follow your FIU Panthers.
I appreciate it, Blue. Thanks for having me on. It's certainly been a crazy year. I can't say, although the year was abbreviated, and obviously for all the athletes who don't love to have gotten a full season, just on my end, as far as the travel, I can say I'm a little glad we didn't get a full year in, because it's a full year of traveling with the team or covering games and being on the road and going through airports. And in this COVID era we're in, it's not exactly the most fun thing in the world, if you know what I mean. So.
No, I know. And obviously what we did see of this team last year, and some aspects they underachieved, other places, you know, they found some people maybe they can count on for moving forward. The recruiting class was good, but it's still incomplete. Where are we right now? I mean, because are we looking at a few transfer portal players? Are we going to rely on maybe filling a couple of scholarships that you have, in the next month or so?
Sure, Blue. So I'll catch up on, you know, from our last conversation this last time I was on the show with you. And there have been a couple transfers out of FIU, and with that, I would absolutely expect the transfer portal to play a huge factor. Butch Davis is, in the past 2 years, you've seen players, whether it's been Alexi Jean-Baptiste, Chris Whitaker, Josh Turner, guys come in that second wave, in that second signing day. I mentioned those guys in particular because Josh Turner is a senior. Looks like he may return next year, but Alexi Jean-Baptiste and Chris Whitaker, after transferring 2 seasons ago, have chosen to leave the program, will enter the transfer portal. Along with guys like Jeremiah Holloman, you know, the big-time transfer from the University of Georgia, who was projected to be the number one receiver. had kind of a lackluster year, given the entire team had a lackluster year, but given all the circumstances, only 8 catches, very much not what FIU fans were expecting. So to answer your question, I'd absolutely expect to see some additions through the transfer portal and definitely see some maybe a few more players leave as well. But the big thing, Blue, when I spoke with Butch Davis, he said that he had assurances from about 10 players, 10 seniors, that they would use the additional year provided to them by the NCAA to choose to return to FIU. And that number is about matched up right now. 9 players have made their intentions public, most notably starting running back Devontae Price, who led Conference USA in yards per carry, and especially in a team that couldn't throw the ball last year. For Devontae to have the type of year he had last year was impressive. So they at least got some guys returning as far as the seniors are concerned that will help aid them into 2021.
Yeah, no doubt. And you know, I'm thinking that's the trend, I think, because, you know, I see Miami had a couple of kids come back that, you know, maybe you didn't figure that. And it's happened a lot of places. I saw a couple of other schools. So, yeah, it's a trend. I think that the kids, when they sit down and understand, well, you know what, get another year of college versus having to fight this, you know, this mass traffic, because you have, you know, it's sort of like I tell people with the graduation, for look how graduation's going to be, you know, for jobs. It's going to be backed up and just in our regular workforce. So because of COVID and how it kind of, you know, erased 20, you know, and a lot of these people were waiting just to go back to work, let alone get a job for a first time. So, I can understand they want to try to act and react. And certainly I'm looking forward to it, because I think that, you know, they have an opportunity, you know, with a couple of kids here and there to get back, you know, in the swing of things. They were just in this little deal. They went to a couple bowl games in a row. So I think he understands what it takes to get back. Let's focus tonight's game. You got Alabama loaded with a lot of Florida kids, 20 kids to be exact, from the state of Florida between the two schools. What do you look for to happen? Because you could see a game where Ohio State plays average like they did against Indiana and Northwestern, or the last game that they played and ripped Clemson to shreds. What are you looking for tonight?
I'll be honest, Blue, and at least from the people I've talked to, maybe I'm just, you know, alone on an island, but I'm not a believer in the sense that this is just going to be a runaway train, just a foregone conclusion that Nick Saban will again come back to South Florida and claim a national championship. And maybe I'm biased because I've watched Justin Fields, Ohio State's quarterback, from the time he was on QB1, you know, the great show that profiles quarterback. Right. But I'm not going to lie. You know, this game reminds me a lot of, I believe it's the 2016 year when Deshaun Watson, they lost to Alabama the year prior in the national championship game. And Deshaun Watson's junior year, they come back and upset, which if my memory serves me correct, was a heavily favored Alabama team that year. And
yes,
I just think I just think that Justin Fields has all the makeup. You know, he has everything you look for in a quarterback. And sure, he had, you know, his moments of maybe not great play, but I think he's rising to the occasion. He's a gamer, you know, with this kind of spotlight. And I think I'm a huge fan of Ryan Day as a head coach. I absolutely believe that Ohio State has a chance to win. And I'm not going to go on the record and say I'm picking him for the upset, but I don't think it'll be this foregone conclusion, this coronation that Alabama's going to come in there. And you know, you talked about the level of talent they have, the amount of South Florida kids they have on the roster, and of course, you know, Devontae Smith and Mac Jones, certainly talented guys. But I think this is going to be a game that will be worth remembering for years to come.
Good stuff. Eric, thanks so much for stopping by on our national championship night. We'll talk with you really soon.
Absolutely, appreciate it.
Good stuff. Eric Henry, as he does all the time, brings it strong about FIU and got a little bit of his take on this evening's game. As I said, with you up until 8 o'clock at 7:45, the winner of the Lou Groza Award. How about that? Jose Borregales will join us, University of Miami, about 7:45. We'll talk a little bit about University of Miami and also national championship game with Gabby Uredia tonight at about 7:30. And in about a few minutes, we'll talk to John Cannon, who is a University of South Florida commitment and from True Prep this year, also goes to U School and taking part in the Florida-Georgia game, which is exciting as well. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I've told you all along, this entire year would not be possible without the impressive help from the people at Auto Nation. And as I said, every Friday morning on our Football Friday show with Joe Rose and Zach Krantz, or this show every week, 6 to 8, it's been, I'll tell you what, it's been a great ride the entire fall and into the winter. A lot of good stuff to talk about. And as you could tell here, we're in the second week of January still doing so. And if you want to buy a car, get New Year's savings now at AutoNation. And if you want to sell your car, AutoNation is ready to buy it for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in-store, and you'll get a check on the spot, and you can deposit it right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. Or if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and much, much more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. And here, this is the most important part, and I say it every week. When your vehicle's serviced, it is sanitized completely, and you feel great on the way home. To schedule that service, appraise your car, or take advantage of New Year's savings, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, talk Florida-Georgia game, USF commitment. John Cannon is next. Back with you on a South Florida High School sports show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, up until 8 o'clock this evening on National Championship Monday. Thanks so much to Eric Henry for joining us in our first segment of our second hour. Now we turn our attention back to that Florida-Georgia game coming up this Sunday, 4 o'clock at the Mecca, Traz Powell Stadium, Florida-Georgia, trying to rekindle the original game. I know there's been a lot of them that, you know, have come back, but that original game that had so many of those stars who didn't have the opportunity back then to play in an Under Armour or Army All-American game, that was the only game in town, and certainly this year, again, tremendous talent on both sides of the football. And Florida, as you heard in our first hour, we talked a little bit, to one of the players from Miami Central, Stephon Young Roll, who's taking part. Now we turn our attention to one of the top-rated players in the game, John Cannon, University of South Florida commitment from True Prep Academy. University School is kind enough to join us this evening. John, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on everything that's come your way.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Talk about this year. I mean, this is, without a doubt, you know, there's some programs that had crazy years, but very few. And we've talked about this with your coaches. We've talked about this with Nick Vadiato and a couple of other players. What was this like? Because you guys came into the season not knowing what was going to happen. U school didn't want to play fall sports of any type. So obviously now you get crunched into this idea, it becomes fruition, you guys go on, you have an awesome season, you win a state title, storybook type of deal. Talk about that. I mean, because I think that, you know, on the first day of school, they asked you what you did during your summer break. You guys did a heck of a lot during this last season. Talk about the experience, the understanding of what football and, is all about, in a lot of these people's lives. Share that with some of the people, John, what you went through this year.
I think it was definitely a great experience that we all needed to have. Being able to overcome the adversity and find a way to play, it was unbeatable. And the relief afterwards of just having an incredible season, especially after all we went through, was something you can't put a price on.
Yeah, no doubt. And you've been a pretty hot commodity for a few years. You've gone to some pretty good competitions. I know you got Coach Carney, who's an excellent kicker. You've gotten involved early on. You were one of the top guys. How did it all begin for you? I mean, because I know you're athletic and you play other, you've played other sports. How did kicking a football, come into your life?
Well, my family has a background of soccer players. My brother played D1 soccer at San Diego State. And in middle school when I was just starting out football, they needed someone who could kick the ball. And it seemed to be something that I was good at and something that could take me further on in my career into the next level. So I just decided to stick with it and do my best at it.
And it's worked out. And University of South Florida signee. Talk about that. That's a growing program, great program, good, really good school, not far from the family. Talk about your decision.
Yes, sir. I fell in love with the school as soon as I stepped on campus, and the whole coaching staff, Coach DiPrato, Coach Scott, Coach Gilchrist, they all showed love right off the bat. The program's coming up, and it's definitely a program to watch out for in the near future.
Yeah, no doubt. John Cannon joins us, True Prep Academy, University School. And while we're talking about University School, before we get into the Florida-Georgia game, your grades, 4.3, honors student, doing everything it takes in the classroom. Talk about that, because I always like to spotlight that, because I think that's extremely important, especially, John, because we have a lot of kids listening. And what you'll tell them is how important it is in the classroom, so they'll understand.
From a young age, my parents always told me that you can't go anywhere with football unless you have the grades to show for it. So they kept pushing me every day and helping me stay focused on my grades, not just work on football, because we are student athletes at the end of the day.
Yeah, no doubt. Florida-Georgia game, you start practice Thursday, Friday, have media day on Saturday, the game's on Sunday. Are you excited about this? This gives you an opportunity to get in the spotlight. Talk about that experience.
Yeah, I'm very thankful to be selected to play in the game, and I'm excited to help bring back the tradition of a great game and all the wonderful players that have come through it.
Yeah, and your long snapper's in it, who's been your right-hand guy all the way through. Give him some love a little bit.
Yeah, he's the best long snapper in the country, no other way to put it. And without him, and without Nick Vadiato at holder, none of this would be possible, and they're a huge part of my success.
Good stuff. John, again, congratulations on everything great, especially what's going on in the classroom. That's the most important thing. And then going out to Tampa and going to USF, just icing on the cake. Congratulations on everything. You've worked hard. I know that there's been a lot of times that you've put in overtime work that nobody even knows, and that's awesome, man. Thanks so much, and we'll see you this weekend.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Anytime. John Cannon, True Prep Academy, University School, on his way to the University of South Florida. How about that? And exciting times, as we said. Speaking about exciting times, that national championship game, about 45 minutes away from getting started, Alabama, Ohio State. And now this is a time of year that talent is starting to pop up, underclass talent everywhere. And 7-on-7 tryouts are prominent. And Gabby Urita stays on top of everything, no matter what, for 247 Canes. He's got podcasts. Right on top of University of Miami. He could tell us about Tyreek Stevenson. He could do a lot of stuff. And he's kind enough to join us on our national championship show. Gabby, thanks so much for taking the time. Obviously, this is a busier time than most people think for people who follow recruiting and run websites. First of all, thanks so much. Happy New Year to you. And thanks so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. I appreciate you having me on.
You take a look at this time of year, and all the football fans who are borderline football fans think that it's over, nothing's really going on. But almost every weekend there's something going on. Last weekend we were at the Immortals event, which is, it was like a who's who of South Florida recruits. I mean, talk about that, how much talent that one little tryout could bring in. That's certainly a Power Five heaven right there the other night.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely loaded with guys. I mean, it feels like, offensive skill position guys. You got the quarterback, I think Thomas Aquinas and Zion Turner, Wesley Bethany from Miami Central, who looked like a monster out there. The receivers out there just seems like, every one of them can make plays. That 2023 class was really well represented at the wide receiver position, and that's shaping up to be, you know, a really, really strong class at the wide receiver position. So, I mean, it was just absolutely loaded out there. It was definitely a good time.
And, I mean, you know, I mean, everybody every year they go, well, this class is going to be strong. But doesn't it seem like when everything's said and done that every class is good? I mean, you know, we're talking about tonight watching the football game, and there's going to be 20 kids from both sides of the ball from the state of Florida. We have the entire secondary of Alabama blanketed. That's what I was trying to illustrate. And those are two premier, the best teams standing, and Florida is well represented. Talk about that, because you get a chance, and maybe you and I and many of us are spoiled because we see that level of talent so much. But talk about that, because I think that's significant, because you just illustrated, Gabby, the other night, just at that tryout, you had two classes ahead. 2023, well represented, maybe five of the top receivers in South Florida, maybe in the country. You know, you had Brown, you had both Browns, you had all these guys like that as you were talking, Dandridge, and then, you know, so you get so much talent. Do you think we have a tendency sometimes to kind of, you know, take this for granted, or is it real?
I mean, maybe we do. I mean, just like, it almost seems like natural for us, right? Like, we just kind of go out to these tryouts and we go out to these events and we just expect to see, you know, guys that are sophomores that are getting all this Power 5 attention already. I mean, I just think it's a part of the lure of South Florida. It's why every program, like you just mentioned, Alabama comes into South Florida every cycle and tries to grab guys. You know, Ohio State, all these programs, Clemson's starting to dip down into South Florida. Like, you know, this is a part of the country that, you know, especially a program like Miami that I cover, you know, they really try to protect their backyard, but it's definitely not easy with all the different guys that they have out there. And then, like you mentioned, the whole entire Alabama secondary, like, isn't that something that, you know, here on a Monday night on national television in Miami Gardens, we're going to see a full South Florida secondary representing the Crimson Tide, who are the favorites to win tonight. So, I mean, what we have down here in South Florida is definitely special. And again, like you said, it's not new. You know, this goes back classes before, you know, years and years before, and it just see how it'll continue to trend that way with these classes that are coming up.
Yeah, no doubt. Gabby Urrutia joining us. 247 Sports does Hurricanes. Talk about the Canes. And we're talking transfer portal. Tyreek Stevenson's name is the hot topic around South Florida now. There's a lot of transfer portal talk. Obviously, Miami has to retool at some positions. What do you hear anywhere, you know, as far as maybe some people disgruntled leaving, maybe in the transfer portal now, that may have some interest besides Stevenson?
Besides Stevenson, yeah. I mean, it seems like, you know, Miami's kind of playing a numbers game right now with the amount of spots that they have available. I mean, from my understanding, there's about two spots left. It seems like Miami would like to go cornerback and potentially a wide receiver. I feel like, you know, a wide receiver, like, of course, you mentioned Tyreek Stevenson, and with him officially being in the portal now, I think that's obviously a name that's going to continue being linked to Miami. I think a lot of people expect that to eventually happen, but, you know, at the wide receiver position, I really think that Miami's trying to find somebody that kind of fits the mold of, like, what they kind of want, almost like a KJ Osborne type that was able to come in here, you know, a few years ago and really bring some leadership to the wide receiver room. And, you know, getting Mike Harley back, I think, brings a little bit of that back. But I think Miami would also like to add someone, you know, with a little bit more experience that can, you know, really help elevate that room, because, you know, we saw, and especially in that Oklahoma State game, was kind of highlighted, you know, that the receivers might not be as far advanced as Miami might like. So I think the Hurricanes dipping into the transfer portal to potentially take someone at that position is pretty likely. And then we'll see what happens with the other spot, and if Tyreek Stevenson ends up coming into fruition in these next few days.
Yeah, no doubt. And then obviously the watching of the recovery of Tyreek King. De'Ara King is going to be something. It's going to be a watch during the spring and into the summer, and everybody guessing and making, because they're not going to hear anything concrete, so they're going to make up times when he's going to come back. You know how that is. People seem to do that. Now, you have Garcia coming in. You have a guy who I think, two guys, really. Yeah, Peyton Matocha, a lot of people haven't watched him. The kid's got an arm on him. And yep. then obviously Van Dyke, who I think is just I think the world of that guy because he's a draftable baseball player as well.
Yep.
And, you know, and that to me, as I've watched him, his release is unbelievable. Now do they? Now it's going to be all them during the spring. So those are the guys that get to fight it out during the spring. Are you interested to see that battle? Because obviously it's going to be the guy who's going to be the backup. And if something should happen or De'Aaron King doesn't come back, you know, on time, you're looking at probably the guy who's going to lead them against Alabama.
Yeah, it's going to be a super interesting spring. Just like, again, like just for all the reasons that you mentioned. And, you know, let's say best case scenario, De'Aaron King does come back. I mean, it's almost like a head start on what the quarterback competition is going to be for 2022, right? Just because you're going to have kind of Tyler Van Dyke battling that with Jake Garcia and Peyton Matocha. And, you know, obviously Miami lost Nicosi Perry to the transfer portal.
Right.
And, you know, that would obviously would have helped him maybe if he would have stayed if De'Aaron King's recovery doesn't go as planned. But honestly, I think just for the future of what this Miami Hurricanes quarterback room is going to look like, I think this might not be best case scenario. Obviously, no one wants to see De'Aaron King go down, but I think it's going to be a great opportunity for all those guys to get a number of, I mean, all of them are going to get a ton of first team reps with this offense. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for Tyler Van Dyke to really take a step forward in his development. I think it's going to be kind of a baptism by fire for Jake Garcia to kind of walk in here and just be like, all right, let's see if you can compete with Van Dyke and Matocha, who have been in the system already for a year. So I think it's good. I think it's a great opportunity for those guys to kind of, you know, kind of showcase what they got to this Miami staff and kind of see if, you know, if the Canes can find somebody or Lashley can find somebody and just feel confident in one of them that even if De'Aaron King isn't able to come back, that one of those guys would be able to step into a role and keep Miami. I don't know if even with De'Aaron King, Miami stays in a game with Alabama next year.
Yeah, someone
that could be respectable there.
Good point. Good point. Tonight's game, who do you like? Obviously, you just mentioned Alabama. Ohio State's got a chance, do you believe, or is Alabama just going to turn on the Jets and just take this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think Ohio State has a chance. I mean, when a team's playing that, like, you know, when they show up and play Clemson the way they did, I think they always have a chance. But one of my buddies has a screenshot of me from, like, the summer months saying that I thought Alabama was going to win the national championship. So I'm really hoping that prediction comes a full circle tonight. I got Alabama tonight. I just think they're a little bit too much for anybody really at the college level. So I think that they take care of it tonight.
You hesitated there, college level. Maybe get one of those. Actually, I don't know if they could beat Jacksonville. Jacksonville's pretty big up front. Let you go, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you, you know, follow you in all the different ways.
Yeah, so you can follow my work at 24/7 Sports or at InsideTheU.com. And then you can find me on Twitter. It's at GabbyUrudia22. And, you know, I post all my articles on my social media and all that stuff. So you'll be able to catch me there as well.
Good stuff. Gabby, thanks so much for stepping by. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. See you around.
Good stuff. Gabby Urudia from 247 Canes, Inside the U, everything like that. Pretty good little synopsis of what's going on at the U. And things will become more clear as they get more players in. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And I told you, we're driven right here every week. It's AutoNation. Couldn't exist on Friday mornings on our Joe Rose segment or this two-hour show every Monday night. Great people. Can't say enough about AutoNation. And if you want to buy a car, get New Year's savings now at AutoNation. And if you want to sell your car, AutoNation is ready to buy it for cash. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle, whether it's online or in store. And you'll get a check right on the spot and you can deposit it right away. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need services, AutoNation tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repair, and much more. Whatever service, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less, and they sanitize every vehicle. To schedule service, appraise your car, or take advantage of New Year's savings, visit AutoNation.com. When we come back, the Lou Groza Award-winning kicker from the University of Miami, Jose Borregales, is next. Back to wrap things up with you on a South Florida High School Sports Monday show. National Championship Monday, Larry Bluestein, Dan Day with you. And it's been a great night. And if you haven't, if you weren't around for all our interviews, you could catch them. Go to WQAM.com to the top of the page. You'll see the icon. It says On Demand. Press that. Come all the way down. You'll see South Florida High School Sports. You get to listen to everybody. We had a tremendous amount of information this evening. We took a look at a lot of different things, whether it was colleges, the game tonight, the national championship game. Also talked about the Florida-Georgia High School All-Star game that's coming up Saturday at Traz Powell. Kind of trying to rekindle that game that it used to be. I mean, there's been a couple of attempts here and there, but it's never been successful. But we'll see. Maybe it'll kick off something pretty decent. Speaking about kicking off, what a segue that was. There was a first over the weekend for the University of Miami. And I'll tell you what, South Florida doesn't get too many of these prestigious awards in their area. And this, if you knew anything about, you know, the Heisman Trophy, obviously, for playing, but the Heisman Trophy equal for special teams kickers, punters, is the Lou Groza Award. And that is an award that everybody, every kicker starts, they look at. It's like the Heisman. It's like the Heisman. And this year, Miami Booker T. Washington and University of Miami kicker Jose Borregales was the recipient. And hard work, dedication since he was very, very young. He is kind enough to join us this evening. The who is going right now through the Senior Bowl and trying to enhance whatever's left to enhance, because this guy's done it all. Jose, thanks so much. Congratulations. What a tremendous way to cap off a college career.
No, thank you for having me, Larry. But yeah, you know, I couldn't have pictured it any better than it
you
did.
Know, I mean, you take a look at all those hours and those countless trips and, you know, with your family in the car to Georgia, to Las Vegas, to everywhere, knowing that one day you'd have an opportunity to put yourself in a position to be up for something like this by performing. Talk about that, because we know what drives a quarterback and we know what drives a defensive end and a linebacker, but a kicker is a pretty lonely place, because you're out there pretty much of your entire career kicking balls into until you can't see them any longer. And talk about the sacrifices, because we don't get a chance to hear that, because we get a chance to hear how the running back ran steps every day, but we didn't find out what mom and brother and dad sacrificed to get you in this position.
I mean, definitely time and money. It's not cheap to be a kicker or a specialist at that point. You know, all these camps. All these regular camps, you know, for other positions, it's probably like a $10 to maybe $20, $25. Yeah. But for specialists, it's minimum maybe like $100 or even more sometimes. So, you know, definitely I thank my mom and dad for, you know, sending me to the camps they could. And, you know, I made it a big deal for me that every camp I went to, I at least won something. And, you know, I accomplished that, whether it's on field goals, kickoffs, or punts. You know, I don't want to leave the camp without winning something. So definitely, you know, I thank my mom and dad for that. But, you know, it's not easy, you know. As a kicker, you're chasing perfection. Yeah. And, you know, the closer you are to perfection, the better you are. And, you know, I think, you know, I proved that this year that I was, you know, close to perfect. But, you know, definitely – you know, just blessed to be in the opportunity that I had.
No doubt. Jose Borregales joining us. He's the Lou Groza Award winner, and that's something, Jose, they'll never be able to take away. You will always be an award winner, just like a Heisman Trophy winner. And you know, from and this is the thing when you tell people, you know, they go, oh, where'd he go, to St. Thomas? And you went to a high school that probably could care less about kicking at Booker T.
Yeah.
You and your brother made it kind of you guys made it kind of fashionable to be a kicker at Booker T. Talk about that, because I think it was fun, because by the end of your career, all the coaches at the high school, I mean, they were just waiting for you to get that 50-plus yarder. Talk about that, because I think you had a lot of fun in high school. Obviously, yeah. You learned a lot. I mean, but people don't realize that every weekend, no matter what, you were off somewhere competing. And that's you know, people don't realize that because besides me and maybe another person or two that cover special teams, nobody really shines a spotlight on special teams until after you win the award. But all along, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kickers like yourself who have that same dream, that same goal. Talk about that, because, you know, you're living it now with Andy, your brother, who's going to the University of Miami as well.
Yeah.
He watched you. He emulated you. He did everything you did. You're older. He saw the success that you achieved, so he worked. And then there's Oscar Castaneda, who has been a huge part of it, because he's the one that kind of helped you perfect things, teach you a lot about
of course.
Talk about the people who were instrumental, Jose, because there are, you know, I mean, people don't realize that, but there's a lot of people behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, you know, going to a powerhouse football team in high school was maybe not the smartest, but, you know, it worked out in the end, because, you know, I would kick a lot of extra points, not a lot of field goals. I think my entire high school career, I only had 15 kicks. And my first year of college kicking, I accomplished, I did the same amount. But you know, there's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes, you know, from my dad driving me every Sunday to meet Oscar at the park to, you know, work on some kicks. You know, back then with Oscar, we only used to have one ball. And now he has, like, I don't know how many. So, you know,
it's
a dedication that we put in, you know, a lot of sacrifices, like we said before. But it takes time, and it really takes somebody to want to be a perfectionist, to, you know, somebody that really loves to kick. Because, you know, if you don't love it, why are you doing it? That's the way I see it. But, you know, my parents,
in the competition,
was a big deal.
In the competitions that you guys, I mean, people don't realize when you go to these showcases, you know, whether it's Coles or whoever, I mean, you know, Corn Blue or whoever runs these showcases, these are pressure-packed things. I mean, people don't realize that you're kicking against guys who are of your equal, and they're pressing you.
Yeah, no, of course. You know, going to camps is the biggest thing for a specialist, just because there's all types of talent in there. Right. You know, you might have the top of the top at that camp, and you get to see where you stand amongst them. So, you know, it opens your eyes really a lot when you go to those camps and you compete against everybody and see where you are in the standings. Yep. And that's why they created these showcases, where you go in there and you get ranked by the whatever camps you go to. So Coles, Corn
Blue, performance,
Crusader, by your all those boys.
And by your performance, so too, which is good.
It's all about performance. So it's
Yeah, no, I mean, and that, there's no hiding. Before we let you go, University of Miami fans want your opinion right now, your assessment on Andy. What does Andy do really, really good, and what do you think that he has to work on over the next couple of years?
What he does really, really good is he knows kicking. He knows, like, basically he has a PhD in kicking already. So he knows every little thing that he has to do to be as close to perfect as possible. And the thing that I think he should work on is just his mentality, just because I know that was a big thing for me, you know, staying focused on one kick at a time and, you know, just, you know, enjoying the moment. You know, don't worry about the outcome. Worry about the kick that you're about to do. and you know, everything will take care of itself.
Awesome. Jose, again, congratulations. Can't say it enough. Nobody deserves this like you do. You've worked your butt off. It's a family. It's a Borregales family award, and certainly everybody shares in it. Again, man, congratulations. Best of luck. We'll be pulling for you. We'll be watching you in the Senior Bowl.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
We're excited.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Jose Borregales, I'll tell you what, great kid, great family. That's the people you root for. And that's it. Great Monday night. Thank you, Dan Day, for whatever you do every week. You do it awesome. Don't forget, all the interviews are up on WQAM.com. We're going to be with you next week. Thanks so much. Enjoy the national championship game. See you next Monday.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.